We have seen how the members of the church in Jerusalem freely gave their money to help the poor. As the church grew and grew, this free giving led to trouble. Some of the poor widows were passed by, and their friends complained to the apostles. The 12 apostles called the whole church together and said, "It is not well that we should turn aside from preaching and teaching the word of God to sit at tables and give out money. But brethren, choose from among yourselves 7 good men, men who have the Spirit of God and are wise. We will give this work to them so that we can spend our time in prayer and in preaching the gospel." This plan was pleasing to all the church, so they chose 7 men to take charge of the gifts and to see that they were sent to those who were in need. The first man chosen was Stephen, a man full of faith and the Spirit of God. With him were Philip and 5 other good men. These 7 men were brought before the apostles. The apostles laid their hands on their heads, setting them apart for their work of caring for the poor. But Stephen did more than looking after the needy ones. He began to preach the gospel of Christ. He preached with so much power that everyone who heard him felt the truth. Stephen was first to understand that the gospel of Christ was for all people, not just for the Jews. Stephen began to preach this great truth with all his power. Such preaching made many of the Jews angry. They called all the people who were not Jews Gentiles, and they looked upon them with hate and scorn. But they could not answer the words that Stephen spoke. Stephen's powerful words roused up the people, as well as the rulers, and set them against him. Then they seized Stephen and brought him before the great council of the rulers and said, "This man is always speaking evil words against the temple and against the law of Moses. We heard him say that Jesus of Nazareth shall destroy this place and shall change the laws that Moses gave to us." This was partly true and partly false. But no lie is more harmful than one which contains a little truth. Then the high priest said to Stephen, "Are these things so?" All eyes were fixed on Stephen as he stood up to answer the high priest. They saw that his face was shining as though it was the face of an angel. Then Stephen began to speak of the great things God had done for his people of Israel in the past, how he had called Abraham, their father, to go forth into a new land, how he had given them great men like Joseph, Moses, and the prophets. He showed them how that even though God had given them blessings, the Israelites had not been faithful to God. Then Stephen said, "You are like your fathers, a people with hard hearts and stiff necks, who will not obey the words of God and His Spirit. As your fathers did, so you do also. Your fathers killed the prophets whom God sent to them, and you have slain Jesus, the righteous one." As they heard these things, they became so angry against Stephen that they gnashed on him with their teeth like wild beasts. But Stephen, full of the Holy Spirit, looked up toward heaven with his shining face, and he saw the glory of God and Jesus standing on God's right hand, and he said, "I see the heavens opened, and the Son of Man standing on the right hand of God." But they cried out with angry words, and they rushed upon him and dragged him out of the council room and outside the wall of the city. And there, as they threw stones at him to kill him, Stephen prayed, "Lord Jesus, receive my spirit. Lord, do not charge them with this sin." Then after Stephen had said these words, he fell asleep. Pausing for a moment, Mom asked, "Are you still with me?" "Oh, yes," Judy replied. "I just love your Bible stories. What's next?"